Tonight's topic was suggested by Joe Mell, a little bit different than what I'm going to speak about tonight, but he suggested that we've been staying home for a while in quarantine, whereby eating has been perhaps in excess, and some halachas or brachas are worthwhile discussing. So one of the topics I thought might be relevant is, at what point when a person's snacking all day long, you know, it's turned three meals into like 15 meals, you know, just like a step away, you're from your kitchen, your cabinet, eating a lot, at what point do you have to say another bracha rishona? Meaning when I say a bracha, whenever I'm eating, does that include another bag of chips? If I'm having chips, does it include some other bracha, some other food with an adama? If I'm having an apple, and then I want to have a pear, does that all include it in the initial bracha? Let's talk about that tonight. And then tomorrow night, I got an interesting call about an email from Eretz Yisrael about an exercise. Exercising in the opposite of this. This is perhaps eating too much, and tomorrow night we'll talk about exercising in various areas of halacha. So this begins in a din in Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Vav. The Mechaber, based on Yerushalmi, says that a person ain mevarchin lo al ochel v'lo al mashke ad shiviu lufanav. You should not say a bracha on food or drink until it's in front of you. You have to have it in front of you. That's the din brought down by the Shulchan Aruch. It must be in front of you. Now they all ask the question: how come when it comes to a water fountain? The din of the Shulchan Aruch is you could say a bracha on water fountain. You turn on, the water's not there yet. The water keeps moving. It's not the same water I'm drinking when I say the bracha. How come that bracha works even though the item isn't in front of me? As opposed to here, you have to say a bracha with the food in front of you. And so they explain because the water fountain is certainly going to come out. You know vada, it's coming. There's no question. The plumbing is connected. The pipes are connected. The water's coming out. Here, maybe it won't come to you. So therefore, you have to make sure it's in front of you before saying a bracha. So Prima Gadim says, okay, well, if that's the case, let's say I've got food in the other room or I've got it in a box. I should be able to say the bracha as well on that because I know certainly I'm going to be taking it out. I'm going to be eating it. So the bracha should work there. It's vade coming. So the Prima Gadim says you're right. But in the end of the day, it's certainly best to open the food. It should be in your hand when you say a bracha. There are a lot of halachas how to say a bracha. One of the dinim is that you should hold the food in hand when saying a bracha. That's number one. And number two is you want to minimize the hefsek, the interruption between the bracha and the actual eating. So that's the first din. The food must be in front of you when saying the bracha. Okay, so that's been well established. Now what happens if you say the bracha on the food in front of you, but now more food is brought in? There's my initial bracha, or I go to the other room, to the kitchen, to get more food. There's my initial bracha on the potato chips. Is that going to cover more potato chips? I thought I'm going to have just one bag. And then I get, you know, these bags are so small. You know, growing up, the bags were a little bit fuller. Now there's like 75% air to like 25% potato chips. So you have a bag, and you eat it, and you're still hungry, so you take another bag of potato chips. Does that require another bracha rishona or not? So here, it should be clear. Let me lay down the different options. If you have in mind that whatever you eat is part of the bracha, that certainly works. There's no question that bracha rishona covers whatever you have in mind. And if you have in mind only this to the exclusion of everything else, then that bracha certainly does not work on any other food. We're talking about a scenario where you just are eating what's in front of you and you don't think much about what's next. I'm saying a bracha on the potato chips and maybe or maybe not you'll have more. So in that scenario, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. If you're bringing out the same food that you're eating, so then the bracha works. I mean, if I'm having an apple, I say ha eats on the apple, I decide to have another apple since it's the same exact food, it certainly does work. And the reason is, the Mishnah Berurah says, is as follows. Because it's ki'ilu asne b'peirish shim yaviu lo od shiyochal gam mehen. It's an implicit understanding, even though you didn't say it, and maybe you didn't even think it, but it's implicitly understood, shekein derech adam, people are lichnos me'achila k'tana g'l'gdola. No, you always take a little bit, I'll take a little bit of a one chip. You used to have like some motto for Pringles, you can't just pop one, I think. You start with one, you're going to have 10, 20 more afterwards. So you have a little bit, and you're going to end up having a lot more. So if it's the same bag or the same type of food, that certainly is covered by the Brach Rishona, because that's the Derech of Bnei Adam that is implicitly understood. But let's here bring a different type of food. Is that going to work? Now, actually, before I want to do that, one other point. If I'm having the same food, the first bracha does count on that second food. But the one exception is as follows. The Tana says, let's say I'm at a pizza store. And I always have one slice. I don't have two slices. Always one slice of pizza. And for some reason, after I have the first slice, I buy it. I'm hungry for a second slice. And I go buy a second slice. The Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Taz, that you would have to say a new bracha in that instance. Ah, it's the same exact food. It's both pizza. Because the fact that I only bought one, it was clearly indicative that I only planned to have one. My das was only on one, and therefore that bracha doesn't cover the second one. You would have to say another hamotzi on the second slice of bread. I imagine most people don't know that. I don't know how often this happens, but that's clearly stated in the Shabura. If you buy a second of that type, you have to say a new bracha. But if it's in my house and it's there available, so then that would be that would cover it if I didn't have it in mind otherwise. Now, what if I'm bringing another type of food? I'm eating an apple, and I decide, you know what, I want to have a pear now. I want to have a peach. I want to have grapes. Is that going to be covered by the first bracha rishona? So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. He says, if after you eat, you brought either from oso min, that same type of food, an apple, or omi min acher shebirchaso kebirchas rishon, or an item that has the same exact bracha as what you were eating, a pear, a peach, all har eitz, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the bracha rishona covers the second item that I'm eating. That's a very, very big chiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah points it out and says, most achornim or kama achornim, many achornim, cholkin b'dinzeh, they argue on this halacha, and they hold it only works on that same min. If I say a bracha rishona on an apple, I don't have in mind anything else. I have another apple, that works. If I decide to have a pear or a peach, a different min, that will not work, says the Mishnah Berurah. If I'm having candy, I'm having jelly beans, I don't have a Laffy Taffy. So I have some jelly beans, I say shako. I decide, you know what, I want to have something else, so let me go to the cabinet to get some jelly beans. That's considered another min, I would have to say a new bracha. So now is a very important time, I think, to talk about what's considered lefanav. If I'm saying a bracha on all this candy in front of me, I have a candy dish, there's the Laffy Taffy, there's jelly beans, there's whatever else is there, that bracha works on everything in front of you. What's in your cabinet, what's in your refrigerator is not considered in front of you, that's considered out of mind. So although it might have the same bracha as to what I'm eating right now, it's not covered under the initial bracha. Only if it's the same exact food item will be covered under that initial bracha. The one exception is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says, let's say I'm having my apple, I decide to have a pear now. So normally, the bracha of ha'etz of the apple doesn't work for the pear, which is from the other room. But let's say I'm still eating my apple, the initial food, and then I bring the pear out while eating that apple, the Mishnah Berurah says, so then that apple extends itself over the pear, the bracha extends it over the pear. So I'll read this inside, the Mishnah Berurah says, he says, Mikomakom, im heviu lo hamin ha'echad bo'o chelo kila min harishon. If I bring the second item, as long as I didn't finish the first item, the Mishnah Berurah says, nearest she'ein levarach, you don't say a new ha'et on the pear, came in shevilo, since you brought it while you're still being osik, you're still eating the first item, the apple. So that's the eitzah to do it. So if you don't want to say another bracha, or you don't want to get involved in the shaila, what you should do is bring the other item out while eating the initial item still. What the Ramah recommends, and we'll finish with this, Ramah says, Lanias Daiti says, V'tov, the best practice, he says, Lizar l'chachilu, one should be careful, Lios Daito al-Koma Shavilo. What you should do is, when you sit down to eat, say, this ha'et, this shahakol, this adama, is on everything that's going to come my way. It might not be in front of me, it's in my cabinet, it's in my refrigerator, it's somewhere else. Anything else that will come my way will be covered by the bracha I'm saying, and this way you get around all shilas. The only thing that won't be covered is if you buy something or your wife comes home and brings home food shopping from wherever she's going, and that wasn't in mind, so even if it was in mind, it still wouldn't work, so then that would require a new bracha. So best practice, again, is to have in mind that everything in your house should be included under your bracha. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll talk tomorrow about exercise. The question that came my way was exercising on Shabbos, exercising between Shachar and Musaf on Shabbos. I'll explain why that might be. So we'll talk about exercise maybe for the next 2 days on Shabbos and other related areas. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow night.